Kishon Rabosa, today's daf is Erivin Daf Ayin. We are on the bottom of Samach Tesim Beis. We just read a Mishnah with a bunch of different statements, and the Mishnah and the Gemara has been going through those statements. And we're at the last one on the bottom here. It's two lines up from the bottom by the two dots. She'echad nosin rishus. Again, the Mishnah said, She'echad nosin rishus v'notal rishus. One person is allowed to be mevatel, right, give rishus for someone else to use his chazer. Again, with a case, similar case we've been talking about mostly the entire parak. Is where somebody did not join in an Erev. So that person, he can be mevatel his rishus, what the Gemara also calls nosein rishus. He can give his rishus to use the chutzer to everybody else, and then, even though he didn't join the Erev, everyone else is allowed to use the Erev, because, as we said before, that if one person, again, the Mishnah here also mentions it, that if one person does not join the Erev, So then the whole Eruv is no good. So the way to remedy that is to do Bittel, is to do no sin Rishus. The guy is allowed to give his Rishus over. But the Mishnah had said that one person is allowed to do that, but not two. Problem is, the Mishnah had also implied that and kind of basically stated that earlier. So the Gemara asks, Hasu Lamali, why did you tell me this? Again, e no sin, if you have to tell me that only one person is allowed to give rishus, so tanina, we learned that. So e no tell, if you're trying to teach me that only one person is allowed to receive rishus and you can't give it to more than one person, so tanina, so we also learned that. So the Gemara says, seifa itzrichale. No, the end, the last part of the statement, shnayim nosin rishus, that two people are allowed to give rishus to the other people and the chatzar. So the Gemara says, "Hanami pshita." That's also obvious, right? What's the matter? Well, why does it matter if it's one person giving rishus, two people giving rishus? What's the difference? What does it matter? So the Gemara says, "Ma'adatema." You might have thought, "Ligzor dilma asu levetule lehu," because we might think that if two people can give over rishus, you might think that two people can also receive rishus. And again, the Mishnah has gone to great lengths to explain that two people cannot receive rishus. You can only give over rishus to one specific person. Meaning, if there are two people left in the chatzer and they receive the rishus, so then they asur on each other. So you might get confused by the two people giving rishus as opposed to the two people receiving rishus, which is a problem. It's like Kamash Balan, that there is no issue, and two people can be no same rishus to, let's say, a third guy in the chatzer, and then the third guy can use the chatzer even without an eruv. Okay, vein notlan rishus, and also two people cannot receive rishus. So again, Mar says again, lamali, why is that true? Again, we already mentioned that. So lo tzricha, we need it. Right, the Gemara says, doesn't mean to say it's not necessary, but lo kama tzricha, it is necessary. Why? Because afagav de amri le kni al manas lahachnos. Because even if the person says acquire the rights of the chotzer on the condition that your makne, that you give over our rights to the other guy, meaning, let's say there are two people left, yeah? So really, only one person can receive the rishus. So what they're going to do is, instead of giving it all to one person, they're going to give it to both of them, on the condition that Reuven then subsequently gives the rishus to Shimon. So the Gemara says, so that, I mean, the point of the Mishnah is that that does not work. Okay. So, boy mine Abaye mi Rabba. Now, Abaye asked the following question from Rabba. Chamisha sheshurim b'chatzar echad. Let's say there are five people living in one chatzar. V'shachach echad behem v'lo iriv. And one guy forgot to join the iriv. Kishu mevatal. And now he wants to fix it. Right? He wants to do bittel rishos. So what does he do? Is it tzarech levatal l'chol echad v'echad or lo? Does he have to be mevatal rishos to every single person individually? Or he can just be mevatal to one guy, to one of the people in the chatzar, and that's good enough. So Amalei tzarech levatal l'chol echad v'echad. He has to be mevatal to everybody individually. Esve, Abaye, right, is ready and armed, right, as soon as Rabba answers in a way that he doesn't like. So he has a question. He has a brisa, and this brisa really is going to take us the rest of the Amud. There are seven cases here, and it gets a little confusing. So if you have a pen and paper, or if you're following along, maybe just kind of have a pencil, kind of just write down a number by each one of the cases, so it'll be much easier to refer to it, because you're going to have seven cases, and like we're going to say the ratio, the safer the ratio, ratio the safer, right? It's gonna we have to go back and forth, and make sure you know it's not so easy to follow. So just try and stick with it. But either way, Abaye asked Rabba again. Rabba had said the guy needs to be mevatel to every single person, and Abaye was ready with a brisa, and he said the following kasha. Case number one: Echad shelo irev If there's one guy who didn't make an Eruv, Nosin Rishus Ala Echad She'Erev. He can give Rishus to someone who did make an Eruv. Case number two, Shnayim She'Erevu, let's say two people did make an Eruv, they, Nosin Rishus Ala Echad She'Lo Erev. They can give Rishus to somebody who did not join the Eruv, right, and then that guy can carry in the Chatzar, right, because it's all his Chatzar. Shnayim She'Lo Erevu, this is a third case, if two people did not make an Eruv, then Nosin Rishus on the Shnayim She'Erevu, they can give Rishus to two people who did make an Eruv. In case number four, Ola Echad Shalo Eruv. Or the people who, two people who didn't make an Eruv are allowed to give Rishus to one person who did not make an Eruv. But either two people that did make an Eruv, that's case three, or one person who did not make an Eruv, that's case four. Those four cases work. But, Aval, but, and the next three cases do not work, Lo Echad She'irev, no sin Rishus Ola Echad Shalo Eruv. One guy who made an Eruv, who joined in the Eruv, is not allowed to give his Rishus to someone who did not. The Ein Shnayim She'Erevu knows the Rishus on the Shnayim She'Lo Erevu. And similarly, two people who made the Eruv are not allowed to give Rishus to two people who did not join the Eruv. Vein Shnayim Shalo Erevu, Nosnin Rishus on the Shnayim Shalo Erevu. And two people who did not make an Eruv are also not allowed to give their Rishus to another two people who did not join the Eruv. Okay, those are the seven cases. We'll talk about that in a minute. We're going to analyze each one. But katani mihas. But however, what's the point? What's the kasha that Abai is trying to bring Rabbah? Again, Rabbah had said that someone who's mevatel or shows has to be mevatel to every single person. Right? What did the Reisha say? Echad shelo irev, no sin rishus ala echad she'erev. One person who did not join in the Eruv can give his rishus to somebody who did. So Gemara says, Echidami, what's the case? Idil leka achrina behedja. If there's nobody else in the chatzar, behadiman irev. Who did the guy who made the Eruv make an Eruv with? Right? There's only one other guy there. It must be that there's still a third guy in the Chatzar. And the Brisa says, all the guy who didn't join in the Eruv has to give it to one person in the Eruv. Right? That goes against what Rabbah said. That he has to be give it to every single person in the Eruv. Rabbah, what would Rabbah say? The case is where, yeah, there was a third guy, but he died. And therefore, there's no one else for him to give the Rishus to. Right, he was there at the beginning of the Eruv, but there are only two people left, and one guy didn't. So the guy who didn't make the Eruv will give his Rishus to the one guy remaining. And that's like Rabbah says, you have to give it to everybody in the Chatzer, and it's not a steer on his shita at all. So the Gemara says, 1 second, if the guy was there and he died, so Ema Seifa, what about the Seifa? Right? And this is case number five. Right, the first line, the ratio of the Seifa, the first case of the Seifa, Aval ein echad she'irev nosin rishus ala echad shelo irev. Someone who made his Eruv is not allowed to give rishus to someone who did not make an Eruv. V'tehava umis, if there was a third guy there and he died, so am I low? Why can't the guy who made the Eruv give rishus to the other guy? Right, that should be fine. Whenever you have only two people, right, so you can give you can be mevatel rishus and have this guy own the entire chatzar. So Gemara says, "Ela pshita de isay." Right, it must be that the guy's still there, right? Umi de seifa isay, reisha nami isay. And if the case in the seifa is where the guy is still in the chatzar, so to the reisha has to be a case where the guy is still in the chatzar, meaning he's still alive. So Gemara says, "Mi de iria." Well, maybe not. Right, it doesn't necessarily have to line up. Hakadisa vakadisa. Maybe the reisha's where he died in the seifa, where this guy is still alive. And Teda, and I'll prove to you that that's got to be true. Tekatani Seifa the Resha, because what about the second, the end of the Resha? That's the third case. Kushnaim Shelo Irvu, Nosnin Rishus on the Shnaim She Irvu. Two people who did not make an Eruv can give their Rishus to two people who did make an Eruv. So Gemara says, the Shnaim in Vechad Lo. What, you're telling me that he's allowed to give it to two people, but to one? It does not. I mean, that's not a question, but that's an implication. Meaning that implies, again, that Rabbah's halacha, that you have to give it to every single person. The two people who didn't make an Eruv have to give it to the two people who did make an Eruv, but they're not allowed to give it to only one of them. Right? That lines up like Rabbah, who says that you have to give Rishus to every single person in the Chatzar. V'abaye Omer, what would Rabbaye say? He would say, my Lishnayim, what does it mean that the two people who didn't make an Eruv have to give to the two people who made the Eruv? That's the Echad Mishnayim. That simply means one out of two. So says, Yachi, that's true. Listen, Echad She'erev. Right? Ola Echad She'lo Erev. Right? Why does it say two? It should just say one. One guy who made an Eruv, one guy who didn't make an Eruv. So Gemara says, you're right, Kasha, that is tough. with the language of the Brisa, but that's how Abaye would understand it. Okay, now we're going to kind of analyze all of these cases and discuss why exactly they are necessary. So here we go. Echad shelo irev nosein reshuso le'echad she'irev. One guy who didn't make an erev is allowed to give his reshus to someone who did. So the Gemara says la'abaye kedeise. Right, according to Abaye, the case is where there's still a third guy, Kamash Malan, and it comes to teach us that you don't need to give rishus to everybody. Right, La Rabba, according to Rabba, says you do need to give rishus to everybody. So then, the Havomi is the case is where the guy was there, but then he died. Fellow Gozer Zin and Deise, and we're not going to be Gozer, that you're not allowed to give it to this single guy, because you might get confused with a case when the guy is still alive and still in the Chatzah. Okay, Shnayim she'irvo nosen reshusam la'echad shelo irev. Two people who are participating in the erev are allowed to give the reshus to someone who didn't. So this is pshita, right? Why not? Why can't there be nosen reshus to the one guy who's left in the chater? So my tema, you might have thought kivin dole irev liknesay, because you might have thought because since this guy didn't join in the erev, you should make a knas. We're going to punish him, and he's not going to be allowed to receive reshus to carry in the chater. So therefore, kamash malan. So that's it's mutter. To do so. Third case, Shnaim Shalo Irvu, two people who didn't make an Erev, no sin reshus on the Shnaim Shalo Irvu. They can give reshus to people who did, two people who did make the Erev. So the Rabbah, according to Rabbah, Tana Seifa Lugluri Resha. We're teaching the Seifa, the second set of, again, how we explained earlier, right? What do we say? Rabbah said that we use this case to teach me that you have to give reshus to both people. Right, we had two. If you have two people left in the chatzar who did make an eruv, you have to give it to both of them. Right, so that teaches. That's what this line is teaching us. La Abaye, but according to Abaye, Shem Shelo Eruv Ustrichale. You need to teach me that there are two. If there are two people who didn't join the eruv, they are both allowed to be mevatal rishos, to give their rishos, to be no sin rishos. You might have thought to say ligzor dilma asi levatule lehu, because you might have thought that yeah. Two people are allowed to give rishus, but two people are not allowed to receive rishus, and we don't want people to get confused. So Kamash Malan, the Brisa had to teach us that no, we do not have any such gzera. Fourth case, O le'echad shelo irev, right? Two people who did not make an erev are not allowed to give rishus to two people, to one person who did not make an erev. So Kamash says, lamali. Right? Obviously, if they're allowed to give rishus, they are allowed to give rishus to one person who didn't make an eruv. So why do you teach me that? If they're allowed to give their rishus to two people, why? Obviously, they can give rishus to one person. As the Gemara says, "Ma'od d'tayma, you know, might have thought, honey, really, heichad miktsasin eruv and miktsasin la eruv." You might have thought that's only when there is some sort of eruv set up in the chatzar. Right? Some of them joined in the eruv, and some of them didn't. But in the case where nobody made an Erev, right? You have two people who didn't make an Erev. You have one guy who didn't make an Erev, and the two can give the rishus to one. So you might have thought, right, that Liknes Sinhu, we're going to make a knas, we're going to punish them, because now, if you guys aren't making Eruvim, so people are going to forget about the whole concept of Eruv. It's Kamash Malan, so the Brisa teaches us that, no, that's not, we do not go there. By the way, that we do see that nowadays, that, you know, this whole concept of it. Eruv and Hotzah, right? Everybody knows that there's a concept called Eruv, but not so many people know that there's a concept of Malacha on Shabbos called Hotzah, because with Baruch Hashem, I guess, we have Eruvim in almost all of our cities. But okay, right, you see this concern about the whole concept of Tishtachach Eruv, Tishtachach Toras Eruv, the whole concept of an Eruv will be forgotten. But you do see, Dafka, that at least the Malacha of Hotzah, right, has, and Mavrid Alaramos, right, certainly one of the lesser known malachos, simply because, right, it doesn't apply, it's not practical, everybody has an Erev nowadays. Okay, finally, we're going to go to the second part of the Brisa, where the Erev, the second part of the Brisa now, where the Nesinas Rishus does not work. This is the fifth case. One guy who made an Erev is not allowed to give Rishus to the guy who didn't make an Erev. So the Gemara says, La Abaye, Tana Seifa L'Gulei Resha. According to Abaye, the Brisa, this part is coming to explain the Resha. Right? What did we say? Abaye said that meaning in this case, there needs to be another guy. Right? Meaning if there are only two people there, why can't he give over his rishus? So it must be from this case that we're dealing with a case where there's a third guy in the chatzar as well, and you only need to give rishus to one person and not two. The rabba who requires you to give rishus to everybody in the chatzar, I need the ration, the nami seifa. No, it's just the language. Since we're lining up the ration and the seifa, right? Since we're getting, what was this? The ratio. We said that someone who didn't join an Erev is allowed to give to someone who gave an Erev. So we say the opposite, that someone who didn't join in an Erev, someone who did join in an Erev is not allowed to give Rishos to someone who did not. But it's not to imply that they're, in terms, not to infer as to the amount of people in the Chatzar, like Abai wanted to learn. Okay, sixth case. Ve'ein shneim she'erivu nosen reshusan l'shneim shelo erivu. Two people who made an erev are not allowed to give reshus to two people who did not. Gemara says asu lamali, right? For sure, right? That doesn't mean, because you still have two people in the chutzner who didn't make an erev, right? It's still also to carry in the chutzner. So the Gemara says lo tzricha, right? We need it. Why? The batel lechad v'nahil lechavre. Because the next case, then not the next case, but afterwards, one guy Ruvain will be mevatel his reshus to Shimon. And out of the tame of this trele, you might have thought that's fine. So Kamash Malan, right, comes to teach us, came into Be'idna, the bottle, lo have le shriya by chatzer, right? Because you might have thought, again, like we discussed at the top of the Amud, you might have thought if the two people gave Rishus to the other two people, then Ruvain subsequently gave Rishus to Shimon, that should work. So Kamash Malan, the Brass is teaching us that no, when the Mesiras Rishus, when the Nisinas Rishus was given originally, so at that moment in time, it was not mutter for anybody carrying the chatzar. So therefore, lo, it doesn't work. That doesn't take hold. You have to be able to carry the chatzar when the nesinas rishus originally is enacted. The ein shneim is finally the last case. Ein shneim shelo iruvu nosen rishus on the shneim shelo iruvu. If you have nobody made a chatzar, an iruv, and you have two people who are trying to give rishus to two other people, but nobody made an iruv, what do you need to teach me this? We just said that you can't give rishus to two people in a chatzar. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha t'amri kni amenas la'aknos," because the case was, take our rights, right? I'm giving you rishus on condition that you give it to someone else, right? The way that the transaction was done is that you have two people gave to Reuven and Shimon almenas on the condition that Reuven gives to Shimon. So you might have thought that would be fine, because that's kind of like at the same time. So Kamash Malan, that it's not good, and at the moment that rishus was transferred, it still wasn't mutzer to carry the chatzar, and therefore it's no good. Okay. Now, finally, after that, we shift gears a little bit. Boi minei Rava mirav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman, Yorish mau shivatel rishus. Let's say a Yorish, someone, Rachman al-Tzlan, loses his father on Shabbos, is he allowed to be no sin rishus, to be mavatel rishus? If you look at the last Rashi on the Amud, Yorish, last line, Sheshachach aviv velo eriv. The case is where the guy's father, who owns the house, or owned the house, rather, did not join in the Erev, umeis b'shabes v'lo bidal rishuzo, and he died before being mevatel rishus. Mao shivatel hayoresh. Is the yoresh, or whoever inherits him, allowed to be mevatel rishus, even though at the onset of Shabbos, right, the father did not join in the Erev, and he was not mevatel rishus before he passed away? So the Gemara says, right? Meaning, this is one side. Meaning, do we say that since in a case where he was able to make an Erev on Erev Shabbos, right, he could have joined, and therefore, Betuli Nami Matsi Mevatel, and therefore the guy could have been Mevatel on Shabbos, Avalhai, but here, meaning in a regular case where the guy could have joined an Erev, right, he just didn't. So, in a regular case, everybody's alive, Baruch Hashem, very healthy. So, a guy who could have joined the Erev but didn't, only he's allowed to be Mevatel. But hi, but this case, Kevin Diboyle Ruvi Me'etmol Lomati Me'arev, since the Yoresh, the guy who inherited the plot, could not have been Mevatel Rishus on Erev Shabbos because he didn't own the house, right? So, he couldn't have even joined the Erev. Right, so lo matzim mevatel. So too, he's not allowed to do bittel right now. He can't give over rishus right now because on Erev Shabbos he didn't own the property. O dilma, or maybe yoresh kare davuahu, or maybe the yoresh literally means it's his father's life, but it means that maybe the yoresh is an extension of the father, since the father again could have either joined the Erev in Erev Shabbos or done bittel on Shabbos. So too, the yoresh can do bittel on Shabbos. So which one is it? Later, Nachman said back to him, Ani omer mevatel, evani debe Shmuel tanu ein mevatel. Right, I say you can do bittel, but Shmuel talmidim, right, the base medrash of Shmuel, says that you're not allowed to do bittel. So Esvei, one second, I'll answer your question. This question is on Rav Nachman, who says that you are allowed to do bittel, that the Yoresh is allowed to do bittel. Zakla, this is the rule. And by the way, almost every time that the Mishnah or the Gemara says this is the rule, it's always coming to include another case that's not about to be mentioned. But okay, we'll just keep that in the back of your mind, because we'll do it here as well. This is the rule. Kol shemuter lemiktsas shavis. Any chotzer that was mutter, for a part of Shabbos, meaning originally at the beginning of Shabbos, hutar l'chol Shabbos. It's mutter for the rest of Shabbos. Right, again, if a chatzar for whatever reason is mutter on Shabbos, the eruv came in. Right, you had an eruv Shabbos, and then the eruv disappeared. So everything is fine. You can still use the chatzar on Shabbos. V'chol ha'nesar l'miktsas Shabbos, and any chatzar which was aser at the beginning of Shabbos, so nesar l'chol Shabbos is also aser for the rest of Shabbos. Chutz mivatal rishos, unless the guy is mevatel as rishos, right? The only exception is where, let's say you had an eruv which 4 out of 5 people joined, right? The one guy who doesn't join messes it up for everybody else. But if that guy is mevatel rishos, so then that fixes it and allows the one guy to carry into, right, everybody else, right? Is allowed, who he's no sin rishos to, is allowed to carry at least in the chatzar. So the Gemara says, one second, kol shehuter b'lemikta Shabbos mutar l'chol Shabbos. What's that case? Kegon eruv derech ha-pesach. The case is, right, when maybe you made an eruv by the entrance of a couple of chatzeros, right, or right, meaning you have two chatzeros that are joined together, and you make an eruv between the two of them, and then v'nista ha-pesach. And then the hole was either was closed up, or either there a chalon v'nista ma'chalon. And so too, if they made an eruv in a window that joined two chatzeros, and then for whatever reason the chalon, the window was closed up, so that's fine. Everything is mutter because you had an eruv and it was open at an eruv Shabbos. Ze'akla l'suyei. What is that ze'akla? Again, we said whenever you have a ze'akla, this is the rule. That's including another case. What's that coming to include? L'asuyei mavui shenitla korosav olechiyov. If you have a mavui that had a proper lechi or kora at the beginning of Shabbos, but for whatever reason it disappeared, it broke, it was taken away, so then it's still mutter to carry in the mavui. Kol shenasar lemiktsas Shabbos nasar l'chol Shabbos kula. What's that case where something that was aser at the beginning of Shabbos is aser for the rest of the Shabbos? Kigon shnei batim b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim. If you had two houses that was on two different sides of rishus harabim, the hekifum nachri mechitza b'Shabbos, and for whatever reason the goyim put up mechitzos on the rishus harabim on Shabbos. We had this case already. Let's say there were two houses on the eastern and the western side of rishus harabim, and the guy made walls between the two houses on the northern and southern side on the rishus harabim itself. Still aser to for them to carry between the two houses. But ze'aklal asuyemai. What is ze'aklal adding to this part of the braisa? I mean, we said what ze'aklal is adding to the beginning, right? But what's ze'aklal adding to this part? So it says, lo suye meis nochri b'shabes, to include a chatzer where the goy died, right? Again, you have a goy, he messes up the neiruv in a chatzer, but if he died, it's still usher, right, as Shabbos continues. V'katani, and finally, what's the kasha on Rav Nachman? Chutz mivata rishus, right? Who was allowed to change the status of a chatzer, right? A chatzer that was aser, now you're going to make it mutter. Who is able to do that? Right? Mevatel rishus, ihu in yoresh lo, right? Implying that only the guy, right, the guy who missed out on the eruv can be mevatel rishus, but not a yoresh. The Gemara says, ima chutz mitoras betel rishus. So now we can answer for Rav Nachman that it doesn't mean that the guy who is mevatel rishus, or the guy who failed to join the eruv, it's just talking about the concept, the institution of bittul rishos, right? And a yoresh can be mevatel rishos as well. So okay, so fine. So that's again, that's from Nachman's sheet. Again, the Shmuel's base medrash argued on him, but from Nachman it said that the yoresh can be mevatel. Another question. Esve, I ask you a question. Echav in bnei chatzer shemeis. If someone in a chatzer passes away, v'neich rishuso lechav ben ashuk, and he gave over his house to someone, some random guy in the chatzer, meaning in the market, meaning someone who didn't live in the chatzer. Right? It doesn't mean echad min hashuk, probably means his son, right? But that son happened not to live in the chatzer, for example. Mibod yom, if it happened when it was Friday, right? Then oser. then the guy who now owns the house will aser the chotzer if he doesn't join in the Erev. But mi shachar sheicha, but if it happened on Shabbos, then eino oser. Then the guy who now owns the chotzer of the house will not aser everybody else into the chotzer if he did not join in the Erev. So too the opposite. Ve'echa min ashuk shemes, if someone, some random guy who did not live in the chatzer passed away, and then he gave rishus to someone from the chatzer, meaning, right, if you look at Rashi over here, it's not someone who, someone, echa min ashuk means, in this case, it means someone who didn't live in the chatzer, but he owned a house in the chatzer, right? Didn't help if he lives in the shuk. Where is that Rashi? 98% sure that's the case. Right, vechem and ashuk. If you look at Rashi, it's about six lines up. Right, shahaya lo beis dira b'chatzer zu. Right, some guy who lived outside the chatzer, he lived near the market or whatever. It's just a phrase. He doesn't have to live near a market. It could be anywhere. But basically, he lived outside the chatzer and he owned the house in the chatzer, and then he died. And then, let's say, for example, his son lived in the chatzer. So now his son owns that apartment or that house as well. So mibo yom, if it happened erev Shabbos, so eno oser. Then the guy who owns, who now owns this new house in the chatzer, does not aser because he's going to join in an erev. Right? But if it after Shabbos started, so then he's going to aser. The guy who lives there is going to aser on everybody else because he has a new rishus now that he didn't joining in the Erev. Skomar says, "Am I oser? Right, nivatel, let him do bithel." Skomar says, "My oser, nami degatani. What do you mean, oser ad shivatel?" Right, it means that he asers until he does bithel. Right, the price doesn't say anything about him not being able to do bittul, right? He just says, Mishachashecha, if it happened after Shabbos, so then he asers on everyone else. Yeah, but according to Rav Nachman, he can do bittul and fix the situation for everyone else. Okay, Shkoda Koda Rabosa, we'll invite you in the Hele Geshas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.